At Walmart, there's a whole collection of Black-led products that fit into your daily routine. We encourage you to show Black founders some love, not just during Black History Month, but all year long. There is power in every purchase.
Every time we purchase from a Black-led brand, we make room for another Black-led brand. Black founders and the products they bring to the table are creating a whole new world of choices at Walmart.
Some amazing Black-owned businesses that are available at Walmart include The Lip Bar, Zach and Zoe Honey, Partake Cookies. The list goes on and on. Go to walmart.com/blackandunlimited to discover all the amazing Black-owned products you can add to your daily routine.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Help! We suck at being newlyweds.
With Dean Ungler,
Haylen Miller Keys,
and Jared Haven.
An iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey everybody, happy 4th of July, America's birthday. We are, what year was that, 1776? I don't know. We're old. We're old as a country. Jared here, Dean here, Kaylin here. We're doing a special 4th of July episode. It's going to be a little shortened version, but you guys got things to do, fireworks to go see, burgers to eat, all that good stuff. Dean, Kaylin, how you doing? You got any plans for the 4th?
Jared, thank you so much for asking that. We're doing great. How are you?
You know, just living the dream. Do you guys like going to see fireworks?
I am not a big holiday person. Hate holidays. Part of it is because holidays are always a chance to bring the family together. We all know I've got my own family issues. 4th of July is the best holiday of the year because there's no expectation to meet up with your family. If you do, sure, that's great. But it's always a chance for you to get together with your friends, get outside. The weather's always nice in Colorado, at least. In Vegas, it might be 120 degrees. Who knows? Growing up in Colorado, it's always perfect. It's like 80 degrees, usually sunny. You get your friends together. You start grilling up some hot dogs, some hamburgers. You get a slip and slide out. You start flying some kites. I don't know. You can do so many things on 4th of July. It's all about being together with your friends and grilling. And who doesn't love that? It's literally the best holiday of the year, in my opinion.
It's my favorite holiday, too. I feel like my favorite memories from being a kid were 4th of July.
Yeah.
I'm not a big firework person. Like, I could go without the fireworks, but the whole day is so fun.
No expectations. There's no, like, remorse if you don't see anyone, so you could, like, do your own thing if you want. It just is the perfect holiday. You can party if you want to. You don't have to. You can overeat. It's okay. And the food is so good. Like, Thanksgiving food is good, but 4th of July food is good.
Like, so many chips and dips.
Chips and dips. Mm. I could literally eat 8 hot dogs in a day on 4th of July. That's what I'm going to go for.
Calories don't count.
Oh, man. I could go on and on about how great 4th of July is. Jared, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, the grilling's great. Soggies, hot dogs, cheeseburgers, just fresh off the grill. Phenomenal. Chips and dips. Yeah, I'm fine with it.
I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it right now.
We're so close.
I know. So close indeed. I love it because, yes, I'm a holiday guy. I'm not a birthday guy or, like we talked about last week, a Father's Day guy. But I do love holidays. I love Thanksgiving. I love Christmas. I love the food. 4th of July is in that category as well because you get together. I love playing. So I love cookouts because I love the game of bags, cornhole, you might call it. It's just, God, such a glorious game. and love playing that. But it's tough now with the kid, because if I'm playing that, that means Ashley's taking care of Dawson. So I, you know, there's a little splitsies. It's no longer like, oh, Ashley, you go hang over here, I'm going to go play bags. It's like, we got to take turns now, because I can't just, you know, have her watch Dawson the entire cookout.
The beauty of cornhole, though, is it's made to be played one-handed, so you could have Dawson in the left hand, thrown with the right hand.
Yeah, that's it. Dawson in my left hand, but then we'll probably suck, and then I'll be angry. So rather just try to win. I do love fireworks. So every single year, there's fireworks, obviously, in our town, and I love going to them, because talk about nostalgia. We go there, you know, as a kid, we would go there every single year. And it's by a beach right next to our house, so we would have to park and walk to the beach, and it's always crowded, and everybody gets together from like the whole town. It's a lot of fun, and so I try to go there every single year. Ashley makes fun of me, because like, talk about a towny event, the most towny event you'll ever see in your entire life. But I love it because it's like that. So trying to turn Ashley onto that, it's been a little bit difficult. She likes to do her own thing, which I totally get. Especially her family's not here, but I'm going to try to do that. I think those are usually on the third. And then of course the fourth is great, because it's just, you know, you're cooking out, you're having burgers, you're chilling out. I guess that's really it for the fourth.
So what are your plans for this fourth?
Oh, I don't know. Hopefully go to a cookout.
Go to the beach.
Well, I'm working in the morning. I mean, it is nice in New England, because, you know, very, you know, patriotic up here. Everybody's got the flags out. There's a 4th of July parade. In Bristol, it's actually, so Bristol is a town in Rhode Island, and the 4th of July parade there is the oldest 4th of July parade in the entire country.
I thought Bristol was in Connecticut.
There is a Bristol, Connecticut as well, but there's a Bristol, Rhode Island. And yeah, this parade is very popular, very difficult to get into because it's just packed. So unless you want to spend hours in traffic, because, you know, it's just very, you know, everybody wants to go to the oldest parade in the United States. So that's pretty cool having that in Rhode Island. But also, we just got our grass and redone. So like, having green grass and being able to like go outside right around. Just the 4th for me, now it's summer. The 4th of July, I know you guys live in the West Coast, so it's obviously a little bit different. But like East Coast, because of the weather, it's, and especially like the tourism in New England, because you got Newport and Narragansett here, and then a little bit north, you have Cape Cod, Nantucket, you got Black Island. Like, when the 4th of July hits, it's like, okay, now summer is here, because everybody's out and about. It's tourist season 101 all the way up till September. So the next 2 months is, it's right up there with my favorite time of year.
Do you think Dawson will be good with the fireworks?
No, he'll be terrible. He can't go to fireworks. Oh, he'll cry and he'll cry, and I don't blame him. It's a loud bang. He doesn't know what the hell is going on. He thinks we're getting bombed.
Would you ever try the baby headphones?
Ooh, that's not a bad idea. Because he'll like the visual of them. I mean, he'll love the colors exploding. That's not a bad idea. Well, I got to look on Amazon right now, see if I can get that in before Tuesday.
I'm sure you could. I like the fireworks too, but I'm also not a big firework guy like Kaylin. You're a girl.
Dude, you know what's so annoying? And I love my parents so much, but like, this is the definition of an old person's Facebook. I don't know if you guys have come across this, but how many times people will record 5 straight minutes of fireworks and post it on Facebook. And it's like, who is watching this?
Right. It's like our generation's equivalent of going to a concert and taking 2 minute long videos of a concert. And dude, in the moment, you're like, this is so sick. But then you watch it back and you're like, what?
Dude, my dad is literally just on his phone, just like recording, be like, oh, that was a good one. Oh, I think that's the Willow firework. And he's just recording fireworks for like 3 straight minutes. And then we'll upload that video on Facebook with the caption, you know, love 4th of July fireworks. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I never was able to comprehend that. Like, who is watching your grainy ass video of these town fireworks and thinking like, damn, that's the 4th of July right there?
That's going to be us probably in 10 years or so.
I know, we'll have our own thing.
I already see it happening sometimes with like me. Sometimes the things that I post, I'm like, oh, I'm exactly like our parents' generation, where not exactly, but I can see the process beginning.
Well, like the Gen Zers are probably like, oh, why did you post that?
Exactly. I could see it from like a 20-year-old's perspective. Like, oh, what is he doing?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I love 4th of July. I Looking forward to this one. So we're going to be in Colorado for it, I think. We're not sure exactly where yet, but our friends are planning on meeting us out there while we're there. And
hopefully Aspen. That's what I'm crossing my fingers for.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great. It could be Aspen, could be Silverthorn, could be Rocky Mountain National Park.
Telluride? Ooh, Telluride.
We're not, it's funny because I was just talking about how great it is because we're going to be grilling and partying and all that stuff. We're not really going to be doing any of that stuff this year. We could grill, I guess.
Did you just say Jelly Ride?
Telluride.
Telluride.
Oh, Jelly I was ride. Like, what is this? Okay.
No. Jelly Ride, Colorado.
That's freaking awesome. So yeah, so we're not really going to be doing that, but we will be with some friends, hopefully. They're going to be driving up from California, so who knows if they'll actually be able to make it. But yeah, it's just, I agree with you, Jared, too. It is really like a turning point in the, it's when you know spring is over and summer has begun. And so it's like, the days are just longer, the weather's nicer. Oh, it's just the best time of year.
It really is. Time with friends, it's just the best.
And friends aside, just from a weather standpoint, it's great. Oh, yeah. The days are long, the weather is beautiful. Yeah, it's just, it's a good time. So for all of you listeners out there, I hope you guys have great 4th of July's. I hope you get to eat some hot dogs, some vegan dogs, whatever it is, some hamburgers, some veggie hamburgers, whatever they are.
And also for a movie recommendation, you know, you got to watch Jaws right around the 4th of July because that's when the movie takes place. Oh yeah, you have to. It's Jaws. Because the whole point of the movie is that he wants to keep the beaches open for the 4th of July.
We'll probably pass on that one. We're gonna
also never seen Jaws.
I've never seen Jaws either.
Wow.
What? Yeah. You guys have never seen Jaws? Are you out of your minds?
Well, we're young. We're young bucks.
We support sharks and
yeah, we're team shark.
We're team shark.
So listen. we want to see Jaws from like the where the sharks win.
Yeah, yeah. They're not that bad. They're not that mean.
I'm not saying they're bad, yeah. But you know, it's just like humans. There's, you know, there's got to be a bad seed in there somewhere, and they made a movie about the bad seed shark.
They need it from the perspective of the shark, where he's like protecting his family from these humans that are trying to like swim.
Oh yeah, there's actually like a big shark massacre going on in Florida, or there was last summer. So team shark,
massacre.
I don't know. I saw someone post about it.
I don't want sharks to die.
Yeah, there's people in Florida hunting them. They were last year. I don't know if it's still going on. Anyways, that took a turn.
Team Shark for life.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
we won't watch Jaws, but we will watch. We should find a movie to watch on 4th of July.
Definitely.
Maybe like Home Alone.
No, that's Christmas.
Home Alone?
Have you seen it?
Yes, I've seen it during the holiday season.
There's got to be a good 4th of July movie out there. Ooh, you want to know what it's a good 4th of July movie? Mr. Deeds.
No.
We'll watch that.
We'll find something
cool. No. I mean, I know we love Adam Sandler here on this podcast, but Mr. Deeds is not a very good one. 4th of July movies. Hold on. We got to wrap this podcast up, but I need to know, like, because I've always just associated, you know, Jaws, but obviously, you know, Team Shark over here. Dude, we're forgetting the biggest one.
Independence Day. Yeah.
That is correct.
That doesn't feel like a feel-good 4th of July movie, though. I want to watch like a feel-good movie.
You're telling me Independence Day is not a feel-good movie when Jeff Goldblum and Will Smith go up to the mothership and blow it up?
Ooh,
it's a feel-good movie.
For you. It's a good movie, don't get me wrong, but I think Sandlot.
Sandlot's a good one.
Yeah, I guess I know. Yeah, 4th of July. Yeah, I mean, obviously they go to the fireworks in the movie. And then Born on the 4th of July, but that's a little bit of a depressing one. So
we might even watch Top Gun.
Oh, dude, I salute you. You guys, 100% 4th of July movie, Top Gun Maverick.
No, Top Gun original. Caitlin walked out of the Top Gun Maverick and she's like, that's the best movie I've ever seen in my life. I was like, Caitlin, you didn't ever even saw the original.
Yep.
That's a testament to how good the new one is.
I loved the new one. Let's watch the new one.
So we should watch the first one, get the like the pre-lore. And then we could have a better appreciation.
I watched them all after.
How many?
One.
Yeah. First one's great. Don't get me wrong. It's nostalgic. It's fantastic. But the second one.
It's so good.
Yes. Definitely the superior film.
So Jared, you guys watch Jaws in Bristol, Rhode Island, in Jelly Ride, Colorado. We'll be watching Top Gun.
All right. That's fair.
And we'll report back next week and share our experiences with each other.
Love it.
Love it. Love you. Love you for listening. Not Jared. I love him, but I'm talking about you, the listener. I'm looking you right in the eyes and I'm saying, I love you very much. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Kaylin, I love you very much.
Love you too.
You don't mean it.
I love you so much.
I don't believe you.
Oh, get a room.
I mean it.
Yeah, she doesn't mean it. Anyways, that's going to do it for this very special 4th of July episode. We're sorry it's short, but we, like Jared said, we know you got your festivities to get to. You got your hot dogs to start grilling. So stop listening to us. Get to it. Start celebrating the independence of this great country. Well, a great country, debatable, but we live here, so we have no choice.
It's a great country.
Yeah. Just a little muddy past.
We have issues. No two ways about it. But why are we even talking about this? Let's not talk about this right now.
Positives only.
How old are we turning this year? 1776 minus 2023.
So that's 224. It's 247 years.
3 years, 250. That's gonna be a good year. 2026. Oh, just transport me forward in time to 2026.
250 years. Yeah, damn.
You said old. As far as countries go, we're like the very, very younger brother.
Yeah, we are very young.
So, anyways, 246th birthday for America. God bless America. And I hope you guys all have a great, great 4th of July weekend. Stay safe. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to drink, don't drive. If you're going to drive, don't drink. Anyways, we'll see you next week where maybe we suck just a little bit less. Thanks for listening. Follow us on Instagram at @HelpWeSuckAtBeingNewlyweds.
And email us at newlyweds@iHeartRadio.com.
Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. We'll see you next time.
It's time to celebrate Black History Month at the Walmart Black and Unlimited Clock.
On Thursday, February 29th, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., you can celebrate an extra day of Black History Month with Walmart. This event is free and open to the public at 2 locations, Flatiron Plaza in New York City and Ovation Hollywood in Los Angeles.
With giveaways dropping every hour on the hour, it's the perfect time to try, like, and share Black-led products.
It's free, it's for everyone, and it's your chance to see how you can level up your daily routine with Black-led products that are creating a new world of choices at Walmart.
Trust, you don't want to miss it.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win! Unbelievable!
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.